Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. We're watching Trulieve shares in today's session after a double beat came from that company, one of the quickest growing cannabis companies in the U.S., Florida-based Trulieve, impressing with its latest quarter. Revenue coming in ahead of estimates, up $21 million versus last quarter to hit $215 million. That was ahead of what analysts had expected at $207. Adjusted EBITDA also coming in ahead of expectations at $94.9 million, marking the 14th consecutive quarter of profitability for Trulieve. And for more on that, happy to welcome back into the program the CEO of Trulieve, Kim Rivers, joins us once again. And Kim, it's been interesting to watch kind of, I guess now at this point, the break in maybe different cannabis companies and the strategies being implemented. And you guys continue your expansion now. Georgia, going to be the seventh state. I mean, talk about what you guys saw in the quarter and how the expansion plans to take over more states continue.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are so excited to have won a very competitive application process in Georgia recently announced. We were among 70 applicants to win just one of two class one production licenses there. And so, you know, our headquarters and the bulk of our operations in Florida are located about an hour and a half south of the Georgia border. And we're going to be strategically located in Adel, Georgia, which is a southern Georgia community, and are very excited to be able to make a meaningful investment into that community and continue our job creation efforts in Georgia. So we're thrilled and thankful to be given that opportunity and look forward to bringing medicine to the folks in Georgia very, very soon.
You got 96 stores in the U.S., including a new one in Worcester, Mass, the background or backyard, I should say, of one of your competitors, Curaleaf. And it's been interesting because Curaleaf, Boris Jordan was on the show yesterday, their executive chair, talking about international expansion plans as we await kind of some stuff here in the U.S. to get clear in terms of regulations and social justice measures at the federal level. How does Trulieve look at those plans versus what's going on here in the U.S.? I mean, you guys poured $2 billion into the expansion with Harvest. Do you look at opportunities there on the international side better right now? Does that look better than what you're seeing play out here in the U.S.?
Trulieve is all about the U.S. growth story, which we believe is alive and well. And, you know, while there are some exciting things happening at the federal level, you know, that has never been a requirement for the industry to grow. As a matter of fact, you know, when we look around and we see the incredible growth that's happening really every day, as new states enter the market, we just talked about Georgia, we're also you know, plowing ahead with our expansion plans in West Virginia. Connecticut, which is a market that we participate in, just went recreational. We've got a number of other states that are on the horizon in terms of launching medical programs and or converting to recreational. So there is a ton of growth ahead, as you have seen, not only with Trulieve, of course, with our earnings beat this quarter. That's a common theme among U.S., and that's a very key word, U.S. operators. And so we believe that true brand building happens in the U.S., and we look forward to continuing to participate in that brand building. We really look at the U.S. as five regions and are approaching our expansion in a very hub and spoke way. Of course, the Southeast, which we just talked about with Florida, where we have a dominant market position with over 45% of the market here in Florida, which is our home state, and we're operating at true scale. We currently have over 2 million square feet of cultivation. We've got, as you mentioned, 96 stores across the country, 7,000 employees, and our Northeast hub in Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. Massachusetts, Connecticut, et cetera. And then, of course, with Harvest, we'll be adding a meaningful hub to our portfolio with Arizona as well. And so plenty of runway ahead right here in the U.S. of A, and that's where we plan to focus. Yeah.
Kim, how do you build on that? I mean, you just listed a long list here of just how Trulieve has been active, particularly in this quarter. And, you know, while federal legislation or the lack of federal legislation may not necessarily be holding back growth, I imagine you're thinking about positioning ahead of what's likely to be legislation, whether that's this year or next year. How are you thinking about potential acquisitions and what are some of the missing pieces that you'd like to fill out?
Absolutely. So, as I mentioned, we think about the market in the U.S. Through a distribution and a brand building lens. Certainly, Harvest is a key part of our future growth story, but it's not the only part of our future growth story. I mean, what Harvest does is it increases our total addressable market by over 50%, which is obviously very meaningful. It also provides us with a key management team in a very key part of the country, which is the Southeast. But in addition, there are lots of other growth opportunities that Harvest brings to the table that we can build around. And so as we think about how we operate in these core markets, again, in the Southeast and the Northeast and the Southwest, we're looking for expansion opportunities and ROI, of course, for capital investment across those markets. And so we've always been a company that's really been focused on shareholder value and financial discipline. It's why we are the most profitable cannabis company in the world. And so we're going to continue to do those things by making strategic investments in the markets that are those core markets to us while we wait for the inevitable, which we think is coming, which is, of course, going to be sweeping federal change.
Yeah, and Kim, I mean, you know, it's taken longer than I thought. It's taken longer than you've thought. It's taken longer than I think a lot of people in the industry have thought when we look at even just getting the Safe Banking Act passed, right, that would help access or help kind of, I guess, you know, figure out what the tax implications should look like for companies, also get them open to banking. But when you look at that, you know, it's taken so long. And we were talking about it yesterday, too. Boris Jordan laid out Q1 2022 as maybe his timeline. If you guys are more U.S. levered than some of the other players out there, I mean, talk to me about your timelines. You see it. And then also, you know, the longer it takes, I wonder how it impacts you relative to maybe some of the competitors who are a little bit more international levered.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, I mean, listen, we paid $80 million in taxes over this last quarter because it's a double tax quarter, right? So we certainly understand very firsthand the pain that comes with, at least on 280E, which is a tax provision that we're subjected to, continuing to be applied. However, I think that with the challenges also comes opportunity. And so I think that those of us who have been successful, and I mean, listen, this is not slow growth that we're talking about. You're talking about near 80% year-over-year growth top line. You're talking about strong margins. We had 67% margin this quarter. You've got 44% EBITDA margin. I mean, you're talking about a very financially sound and healthy company. What that forces us to be is it forces us to be more strategic. It forces us to make sure that we have the right value propositions, that we're listening to our customers. We're putting good product on the shelves in those important and core markets. So I think that it actually separates, you know, maybe makes it a little bit more evident, those of us who are focused on the right metrics and the right things, and it provides opportunity. So I think for as far as we're concerned, you know, again, state growth is the way that we've been living this last 5 years, and it's worked out pretty well. And of course, we're looking forward to additional growth as we move forward, which there is significant growth ahead. So, you know, I think that the international conversation may be interesting, although I would argue that the U.S. market is significantly larger than other markets, particularly the European one.
Q1, though. Q1 2022. You taking the over or the under on that?
For safe banking, I'll take the I'm there on safe banking for Q1 2022. The votes are there now. It just has to get brought to the floor.
All right. All right, I might take the over. We'll see how this plays out. It's been interesting to watch it, you know, constantly. But Kim Rivers, the CEO of Trulieve, always love having you on. Appreciate the time. Be well.